Yes, sir. You are now listening to the Drive Time Radio Show with Big Vern, Slay Diddy, and a special guest. I'm having a lot of fun today, Slay. How about you? You all right over
there? Yeah. Action-packed show.
Yeah, man. And you know what? We like, it's like a relay race. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're passing the baton. Boom. So we have Emily. You didn't tell me your last name. You don't have to.
It's Carpenter.
Carpenter? Just talk right into the mic for me.
All
right.
Hi.
Carpenter, that's a cool name. Why do I know that name? Oh, like a singer, right?
Yeah, the Carpenters.
The Carpenters, yeah, that's right. Are you related to them? You could say yes. Not Nobody won't know.
Oh, right. I could just go for that.
Yeah, I would if I was you.
Well, then, yes.
Yeah. So, Emily, what I did before we went to break is I said that we had a special guest coming from CCSM. Mm-hmm. And I did not tell them exactly what it meant. I wanted you to tell them for anyone that doesn't know. So will you go ahead and just explain to everybody what CCSM is and what are you guys all about?
Yeah, with pleasure.
And right in the mic.
So CCSM is the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, and we do a number of things working with the immigrant community here in Columbia County and in Greene County as well. Mm-hmm. So we do deportation defense work. We provide legal support for people who have immigration processes going on or who got detained by immigration authorities. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of know your rights education for what you can do if you have contact with the immigration authorities, what your constitutional rights are, regardless of what your immigration status is. And then we also do a lot of advocacy work. So we can talk more about some events that we have coming up for changing the laws to make them more just for everyone who lives in our community.
I just want to know, how much do you get paid to do all that?
$0.
I think that's important that the lesson, and the reason why I asked you, because these are things that you guys are doing voluntarily.
Yeah, and there's a number of people. There's different religious congregations that give a lot of their time. There's people that aren't affiliated with any religious congregations that give a lot of their time. The roots of sanctuary movement are religious, and that word has a lot of religious connotations. We're not a religious group specifically, and there's people from all creeds that or from no creed that are helping with this because it's an important thing for the community.
Why is this movement so important to you?
To me personally, it's because I know personally a lot of people who are affected by the immigration system. There's a lot of people who live right here who have precarious status, meaning that they don't have a permanent green card. Maybe they've got some kind of temporary status. Maybe they've got some kind of political asylum case that's in process. So they're waiting to hear whether or not they'll be given safe passage here in this country so they won't have to return to a dangerous situation in their own country. Mm-hmm. There's youth here who received protection from DACA, which has been in the news a lot lately. DACA is a protection for youth who came here when they were minors with their parents. So through no choice of their own, they arrived to this country. They maybe don't even speak the language from their home country. Maybe they've never lived there. They've never really known any place except here. And DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, was a program that would allow them to stay, to study, to work, to join the military. And it was recently rescinded by the current administration of President Trump. And because of that, it's going to begin to run out for these young people in March of next year. And as a result, people are going to be facing deportation orders, potentially, to return to countries where they've never known. And one of the things that we're fighting for now, that we've got a couple events coming up about this week, have to do with DACA, have to do with defending that protection for young people.
I read some things, and I mean, I'm sure people have read them also. Dreamers. Can you explain that so people will know exactly what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly the same thing. And the reason that they're called Dreamers is because of the proposed act that would protect them is called the Dream Act. And it also refers, of course, to their dreams of being able to live a full life in the only country that they've ever known. So dreamers or DACA recipients, they also call themselves documented youth.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, and they're currently pushing, there's a fantastic national organization called United We Dream, and CCSM, we're part of that organization. We're a local affiliate for that organization. United We Dream is the largest organization that's led by immigrant youth in the whole country. And they've been pushing for a law that will allow them to have a path to citizenship for years. And that's the reason that DACA exists today, even though DACA is not a law. It's an executive order, and that's why it could just be rescinded by the current administration. So they're still pushing for a law. And one really important thing to me about that law that they're pushing is that they want a law that gives a path to citizenship to them without tying that, without getting that all mixed up with immigration enforcement funds. Mm-hmm. So basically they're saying, well, yeah, we need to stay in this country. That's the only country we've ever known, but we're not gonna throw the rest of our community under the bus, because what good is it if I get to keep my status and I get to stay here, mm-hmm. but the same law that gives me my status is giving more money so that a wall can be built, or so that my parents who came here without any documentation can now be tracked down by immigration authorities. So it's really about not mixing those things up, and about the community staying unified. And that's also why everyone in CCSM who, even if we have documents, even if we were born here, we are also unifying with that community and saying, you know, it's everybody's got to stick together if we're going to have a just just outcome for everybody.
That's awesome. Can I give it a clap?
I gotta give it a clap.
Yeah, you're good. So you got any questions for Emily?
Yeah. So why should a community get behind this movement? You know, there's lots of things that are always like scare tactic that are used, that if you support this, your city might not get federal funding, or people mm-hmm. might say like, oh, these people are here to steal our jobs. That seems like always like the like main thing people say. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why should we as a community stand behind mm-hmm. the movement?
I've got a lot to say about that. I don't know if you guys got all night.
Give us something.
Well, so yeah, there's been a lot of misinformation. We can joke about fake news or whatever, but I'll just call it misinformation. There's been a lot of misinformation mm-hmm. about what it means to be a sanctuary city and what kind of federal funding could be held over your head in those situations. And sanctuary city, it's a word we use. It's not a legal term. It doesn't actually have any legal significance. Hudson signed a sanctuary city declaration this past March, and the official name of that is affirming Hudson as an inclusive and welcoming city. Okay. Sanctuary doesn't actually appear in it, but that's beside the point. I guess the purpose of the legal purpose of a sanctuary city has to do with restricting what the actions of local police are with regard to immigration enforcement. And it's basically a local government coming out and saying, our local police are here to enforce the law, to make our community a safer place. They aren't here to do the job of federal immigration enforcement. There were some cases, this is going back in time a little bit, but in the mid-2000s, when there were kind of large-scale raids in a lot of different places. When I say raids, I mean immigration enforcement coming in and picking up a whole lot of people, of undocumented or documented but racially profiled people at the same time. There was one case that we were told about in New Haven, Connecticut, where the local police weren't even informed that this raid was about to take place. So the police stood up to that. They said, you know, we're not able to do our job. We're not able to keep this a safe community if immigration enforcement is coming and knocking down people's doors at 4 in the morning. and we're not even informed of that. So there's certain cases like that, and that's why even police departments will support sanctuary cities in some cases. But I also really want to talk about the community. I guarantee that there's not a single person in Columbia County who doesn't have an undocumented person in their life. They might be your neighbor, they might go to your church, you might take care of their kids after school. You might not really know them at all, but they might wash the dishes in your favorite restaurant, or they might mow your lawn. You might not know them personally, but I guarantee that every single person who's listening to this radio show right now has an undocumented person in their life that makes up some part of their community. And so it's really just about recognizing that regardless of what our documentation status is, because there's all kinds of paths to having or not having documentation status, that we're all here making this community work together. And I know that there is a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of people that are scared of people who are just other than them. There's a lot of people who are scared of people that don't speak the same language or that don't speak English as well as them. And I think that we're better than that. I think that we can overcome that. And I also think that, you know, when it comes to stuff like stealing jobs, we can look beyond what the rhetoric is that we hear on TV and that we're given on TV all the time, and we can think about what the facts really are, which is that there should be enough good jobs for everybody. There should be enough economic justice for everybody. And, you know, I mean, if we look in the news at the, you know, the current tax bill and stuff, we see what the real policies are that are dividing people and that are creating economic injustice for a number of people.
I got to give you a clap. Mm-hmm. I got to give you a clap. I tell you, man, Slade, this is the type of person that you want to come in to do an interview with, mm-hmm. because all you got to do is just throw her alley-oop, and she's going to dunk it.
Yeah.
She's going to get her own rebound and re-dunk it, and it's just it's a lot of information, and I'm loving it, man.
Mm-hmm. We got to shout out Juan.
Yeah, Juan.
Who came on the show
guy,
representing
man.
The movement before. Yeah. that was our first, like, bilingual show.
Oh, yeah. Juan killed, too.
Yeah.
I get to see Juan when I get down to the Boys Club, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Juan and all the guys down at the Boys Club.
Yeah.
Well, the Youth Center.
Mm-hmm.
So what events do you guys have coming up?
We've got a few coming up. This Friday, come out and party with us. We got a fundraiser party at Half Moon in Hudson. Mm-hmm. That starts at 7 o'clock Friday, December 8th. It'll be going all night. So we're asking for $10 to $20 suggested donation, but nobody will be turned away for lack of funds. Mm-hmm. There's going to be food for sale. There's going to be music, live music. There's going to be dancing. So come on out and have a good time with us.
Yep. You know what I read? Would you guys have that event on Friday? Is Cousin Claire.
Claire is supposed to be performing.
Yeah. Claire Cousins is supposed to be performing. Anything else you guys got going on?
A week from Friday, we're going to have another event following up to tonight's event.
Okay.
So that'll be happening all over Congressman Faso's district and in Kingston, hopefully out. He's got an office out in Delhi and Greene County and here in Kinderhook. So get in touch with us on Facebook. Our Facebook is facebook.com/ Sanctuary Co. County to find out the details for the 15th, or come out on Friday. We'll give them all to you at our party on the 8th.
Okay. Last thing from me. What if somebody wants to be involved and they want to join the movement? Where do they go besides the Facebook, or do they just go to the Facebook and inbox and slide in the DM and say, I want to be a part of the movement?
Yeah, that's the best way to get in touch with us. We're nice people. We want to work with you. We need your help. So get in touch with us.
All right. Slay, anything?
That's all. I mean, she...
Yeah.
You can breathe now.
Yeah.
You can breathe.
Slay, you're my witness. She said, I'm really nervous about being on the radio.
And then she transformed.
Yeah, like, we told you it was really easy. Like, you were great.
Yeah.
You can come by whenever you get ready.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can stop by every Wednesday and just... let us know what's going on, because we like Slay said, we had a chance to talk to the people before it was even actually decided that Hudson was going to be a sanctuary city.
Mm-hmm.
And they made us believers.
Mm-hmm.
They answered a lot of our questions, a lot of our fears.
Yep.
And not our personal fears, but, you know, we kind of thought outside the box, you know. Mm-hmm. And we like you guys.
Yeah.
We like you guys, too. Thanks so much for having me on. Yeah. This is the easiest radio show I've ever had to do. I hate being on the radio.
Not anymore, right?
Yeah, not anymore.
You guys want me over.
Yeah. Do you want to give any shout-outs or anything?
I just want to shout out to everybody who signed our petition so far. I want to shout out to everybody who has been supporting us. And I also want to shout out, particularly, you guys know who you are, to the folks who are struggling without documents to survive here in our community.